from fish now to chips, or actually to chip, a really big one, a huge French fry on a stick. 2 years ago, the internet was aflutter about something called the tornado potato. A picture of one from South Korea sparked the imagination of fried food fans everywhere. And now the tornado potato has reached America. It's been the hit of state fairs and other purveyors of artery-clogging foods across the country, among them Richard Crossley, who is co-owner of Tornado Fries on the boardwalk in Wildwood, New Jersey. Welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you for having me on, Robert.
Can you describe one of these tornado fries to us? What does it look like?
Well, this is a spiral-cut potato. We have two different sizes. We have an 18-inch one and a 26-inch one. And basically, it's cut into a number of rings that are pulled down all along, basically a piece of wood.
Did you say that the large size is a 26-inch stick?
We have a 26-inch stick, so we obviously we use a much larger potato. You know, one of the problems of it, the stick is so long, and sometimes it bends a little bit under the weight of it. But people love that, obviously, because people like things on a stick, and the bigger the stick, the more impressive it is.
And it's actually, it's an entire potato that's been turned into a spiral-shaped fry.
That's exactly right, yes. One of the beauties of them, the way that they're cut, they actually stick to the stick that they're on. So you can pull pieces off at a time, and so you can take your time munching on them.
Of course, if you just had a basket of French fries, you could share them more easily with someone else, couldn't you? Or can you share what's on the stick?
You can share what's on the stick. I mean, one person can hold the stick, and multiple people can actually pull pieces off if they like.
Is the whole point here the stick? Is that what the attraction is here?
Well, I think so. If you have, I'm English, but if you have toffee apples or something like that, the actual idea of carrying something on a stick is very appealing, very visually striking. Obviously, from a business standpoint, that's also a good thing.
You have different flavors, I gather.
Well, we have, different condiments we put on there. We have like 10 different types of flavoring that you can put on there. By far, the most popular that we have is one called Schmutz. It's homemade. It's a sweetened and salty blend of herbs and spices, and it's made out of a number of things. And we over half of the people put actually Schmutz on
Schmutz. They put Schmutz on the potato.
Yes, that's right.
That's not a South Korean specialty.
I'm not sure what it is, actually, but the people love it. They always keep coming back for more.
Does this have legs, do you think? Are there going to be tornado fry stands all over the country soon?
Well, I mean, for me personally, I love the concept of it, the visual of it, and being English, of course, we love potatoes. But the idea for me was to franchise it, and we've already had a lot of interest in that. I expect to have stores all over South Jersey on the boardwalks next summer based on the success that we've had so far.
Well, Mr. Crossley, thank you very much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you very much, Robert.
Richard Crossley, who is co-owner of Tornado Fries on the boardwalk of Wildwood, New Jersey.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.